Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's installation services here at XPO. And I just spoke with a technician that was supposed to go out to your residence at 75 Executive Drive for the pre-measurement service today. And the tech informed that when he talked to you, you told him that no one would be available for the pre-measurement service until after 6 p.m. Is this correct?
Yeah, they were supposed to come 2 days ago, and then yesterday they called my brother and said they would come between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then magically they say they're going to come from 2 to 4, which is like, you know, I already made my schedule according to them so many times, and it's not my fault that, like, you know, like, I can't meet 2 to 4 now because you're telling me an hour before, like, you know, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, I already commented them twice, so I don't know how many times they can just keep pushing it back and just expect someone to be home. So then I ask, I'm like, well, no one's going to be home from 2 to 4, can you come at like 6 now, because originally we were supposed to come before 1 even.
Okay, so an automated pre-call went out to, well, it wouldn't have went out to your number, it would have went out to the number for Mr. Pachowski last night, and
wait,
that would have been the that would have been the call that was to inform, you know, to inform.
Mr. Pratowski, that's not my number.
No, that's not your number. The name on the order is Henry Pashkowski.
No, that's, you're calling the wrong person, though.
Okay, so this order is for Henry Pashkowski. Are you at 75 Executive Drive in New Hyde Park?
No. I mean, I thought I have Best Buy today, but that's not my name or my address.
Right. From the tech, he called this Mr. Henry Pashkowski, and then guy would have given him your number.
No, he got the name wrong. Then I don't even know a Henry Pashkowski. But I did tell the guy they could come after shift. He's probably confusing us.
Okay, so your address is not 75 Executive Drive.
No.
Okay, so with that in mind, let me look and see if I can find your order in the database. If you have a scheduled something for Best Buy today,
yeah.
So I can find out because if the time frame for your order is not going to work out, then the guy still wouldn't be able to make it out to you. But I need to be able to note that information on the correct order. So maybe the tech gave me the wrong order number, and then I'll have to let him know that the order number that he gave me was not right, of course. And, you know, but I still have to help him out and make sure everything is documented very well and everything. So I thank you for your patience. I'm trying to locate your order. What service were you expecting today?
They were supposed to come put in the dishwasher 2 days ago, and then they never came. And then yesterday my brother called, like, how come they never came? And this is the second time this happened already. And then they're like, oh, we're going to come tomorrow between 7. And then they never showed up. And then they call and they're like, oh, we're going to come between 2 and 4. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not possible now because I already switched and I can't do it again. And you guys can come 6 now, which would be convenient. And he was just very rude. Whoever that guy was just very rude. He was like, oh, well, I can't do anything. That's not my – basically, like, that's not his job. Whatever.
Well, we don't have any orders in our database associated with the phone number of 315-745-8455. Do you have...
Can you... you could try
917-495-8381. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
and the system is still searching.
Okay. Yeah, I think they gave my brother's number.
So this 917 number is your brother's number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like my dad's email, my brother's number, my number. It's just, we're all in the family.
Oh, I understand. Now I have located an order with that phone number. Let me see what we got going on with that order. Let's see here. And this is for Kamlesh Darji at 14425 Roosevelt Avenue, apartment 303, Flushing, New York, 11354. Primary phone 917-495-8381. Secondary 917-495-8381 with an email of himanshud0324@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Would you like for me to add your phone number as the secondary contact phone?
Better.
Yeah, let me go ahead.
I don't even know if license calls.
Let me see here. I don't see the option. Okay, there's the little pencil for comment. Where's the option to edit your... Well, I guess I can't add your phone number. It won't let me... Well, I'm supposed to have the option to edit the information on the order, like if I needed to change a phone number or something, but that is not on the... That's not available for me. I don't know why. Let me see what's going on with this. If there's a reason. This dishwasher installation order was scheduled for today, the 18th, and it's marked as having been completed.
Completed?
Yeah, it's marked as the job has been done and the dishwasher has been installed at 14425 Roosevelt Avenue, apartment 303 in Flushing, New York. And we have a signature from the tech, and we have it marked that the customer they didn't sign off. They just marked COVID because for social distancing. So
Can I come real quick and put you on hold because I don't know if that's accurate.
Yes, please put me on hold and then reach out to your brother and make sure that the installation was completed. That's fine.
Yeah, because he didn't tell me that. I'm pretty sure he would have told me. One second. I'm just going to call him real quick.
Sure, no problem. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, my brother said he got busy. He said they did, in fact, come. I guess somebody stayed home then.
All right. So I'm glad to hear that dishwasher installation was completed. That's good to hear. So now I have to figure out what's going on with this other order that the tech called about. So I thank you very much for your... Again, I apologize.
It's okay. At least they know now.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay, well, I thank you so very much for taking the time to speak with me today. It is greatly appreciated, and I do hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.